Okay, we are live from the Milk Market here in Limerick till 1 o'clock. And if you're around, why not pop down? We are here to celebrate the party, the New Year's Eve party that will launch the Limerick City of Culture 2014. Patricia Ryan is the Chief Executive Officer of the Limerick City of Culture. Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm fine, Colin. Welcome to Limerick.
And look who else is here. He'll be on later on at 4:30 in drive time. Will Leahy. Will, how are you?
When they said you were coming for something to do with culture, I was a bit baffled myself. But
it's
still,
like a paradox, isn't it, really?
Still, it a lucky dip? Yeah.
I heard the word culshi.
Yeah. Oh, is that it? And you wanted to know what it was all about.
I'll tell you, I'm just saying, this is the biggest parasol I've ever been under in my life. Is it the biggest one in Europe?
I don't know, actually. I remember,
I remember
when they were building it. When it was going up, I said to myself, Fawcett Circus are in town. Because that appearance about it already.
Yeah.
But it's incredible here when the market is on. And the market is, this is the Friday market that's on here today at the moment. Leave all that to one side. Did you get a handshake from Keith Wood?
I did.
Did he nearly break all the bones in your hand?
He's there. I mean,
does he not have a powerful handshake?
I wore an electric glove, so he's just recovering at the moment, and we'll be talking to Keith over there. He's just throwing a ball around at the moment, you know what I mean? Oh, no, he's throwing a child around. Put him down. We'll be talking to Keith. Now, Patricia, tell us all about, firstly, the big New Year's Eve party, which launches the City of Culture 2014.
Thanks, Colm. Yeah, we're really looking forward to New Year's Eve. It is going to be an all-day party. We hope there will be something in it for everybody, starting here in the Milk Market where we are now, where the children are all invited in to make lanterns for our pageant later on. We will have a pageant through the streets. We will have a spectacular light show. We will have hopefully 20,000 people singing on the banks of the Shannon.
There's a big stage down there, is there? There's going to be bands all night long.
There's going to be bands later on in the evening. That's for the adults after the children have gone home.
Yeah, you hope.
We will have puppets. We will have a story, an original Limerick story built around New Year's Eve.
Right.
And then, as you say, we will end up with a concert later on, hosted by the dashing Will Leahy.
That's me. I think the message we're trying to get across to people is that no matter where you are in Ireland on New Year's Eve, from 1 o'clock until around the 9 o'clock mark, there's free events going on in Limerick. So please come from wherever you are
and
rejoice.
Enjoy.
In this beginning of the city. This is the first time ever Ireland has had a city of culture.
Which is good. And this is the first city, so this is launching as well, which is pretty good.
Exactly. So we just want people to come and to be part of it. Families all throughout the day. It'll be free here in the Milk Market. There'll be a free parade down through the streets. And then from around about 7:30, everyone is to line the banks of the river where there will be fireworks. There'll be specially commissioned singing. There'll be choirs, surprise guests.
Specially commissioned singing?
Especially commissioned musical piece.
Okay, all right.
That's culture. And then it all culminates at 2:14 p.m.
Yeah.
Which is to mark 2014, the start. So 8:14 p.m. So everybody should be lined up by the river, I say, by about 7 o'clock to get a good spot, as they say. Get the good spot. And then in the evening, then, we have the concert, which tickets are available now on Ticketmaster, with an incredible lineup, The Stripes, Maverick Sabre, Leading Armies, Dolores O'Riordan, who has never performed in the city as a solo artist.
Really?
She was in the Laurel Hill School Choir.
Okay.
That is the last time she's performed here in the city as a solo artist.
Yeah.
And she will be backed up by the Irish Chamber Orchestra. So I'm saying, picture the scene, linger with your cello and your violin, done. Magical New Year's Eve. The Coronas as well.
Coronas are going to be here, actually, in
It's
going
to go out live on RTE1, but there are tickets available for those. The privileged few who will get to be here on the night, ticketmaster.ie. And the tickets are very reasonably priced for what you're getting on the night.
So the Stripes are doing a sort of what Phil Collins did in Live Aid.
Yes.
They're actually going to be in Dublin. They get on a private jet, land in Shannon, and get driven down here to finish off. That's pretty good.
They're opening Dublin, and then they're going to jet down, and they will close Limerick. So it's a handover from the gathering to Limerick City of Culture.
Okay. Do they bring a torch or anything with them? Probably not, because they're flying.
They're actually going to bring something, but we can't tell you what it is yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. There's a kind of a gimmick for the team. Well, I hate to use the word gimmick.
Okay.
Let's just say an item
to
bring with them from Dublin to Limerick on the day.
Yeah.
Which you'll see on television in Dublin, then you'll see it again here in Limerick 2 hours later.
Now, obviously then, 2014 kicks in, and what has Limerick got planned? Is there something happening all the time across 2014?
There will be something happening almost every single day. There will be big events, medium events, small events. There are, for New Year's Eve alone, there are 2,000 Limerick people involved in that production.
Wow.
and we're hoping that they will stay involved in all the productions throughout the year.
Yeah.
So yes, there will be something happening every day.
And of course, we'll be talking to Keith later on the Special Olympics in June. That's a big one as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. On the 12th of June, the opening ceremony. We were just talking about it downstairs, and that is going to be a very big highlight in our calendar.
I was looking at the list. It is so busy. I'm just surprised you didn't get the World Cup, because you seem to have everything else. That would be good.
Who says we didn't? Relax. Our ways.
Yeah. Brazil to Limerick.
What we would say to people is go to the City of Culture website. It's limerickcityofculture.ie. I can't say it enough. There is something on there for everybody, particularly families. Limerickcityofculture.ie. My favourite on the... Do you remember the bulls that were dotted around Dublin? What year was the bulls?
Oh, yeah. They were cows, weren't they, rather than bulls. You painted them all different colours. Yeah.
Exactly. Was it cows? Why am I thinking bulls for some reason?
It's just the way your mind works.
Well, what would you associate with Limerick?
Never tried to milk a bull.
The Limerick version for City of Culture is going to be the horse outside.
All right, okay.
So is it 22 horses? About over 20.
At least.
Yeah. At least between 20 and 30 horses will be dotted around the city.
Right.
And they'll be decorated by various groups and
schools and whatever.
So that's one of my favourite things on the agenda. But there's just some incredible thing. LimerickCityofCulture.ie.
Yeah.
There's something there for everybody.
When all the horses are finished, do you auction them off? Or that's what I think all the cows around Dublin.
No, they're going back to my stable.
Are they?
That's where
they're
going.
Okay,
To say, we will have a more detailed programme available on the website next week.
Yep.
We'll have a very detailed programme for the first quarter of the year.
All right. And that's it. What's this? There's a nice little brochure. Should I have that and dip into it every now and then? That's perfect. That'll give you all the details. 2014 Limerick City of Culture. Patricia, thanks very much for coming in. A very dapper looking Will Leahy.
I thought you'd wear a tie. I raised my expectations so high.
Listen, I got a shirt on. Be happy.
That's always a start. Usually you're here in your jammies.
This is a good shirt.
Remember, New Year's Eve tickets. Ticketmaster.ie. And we'll see you on RT1 at 10:30 on New Year's Eve.